Well, hello guys. This is the NHS in the UK. And of course the NHS went woke. It wasn't doing very well before. It's doing worse now. And as you know, there was a Supreme Court ruling that femons only are biological femons. Which, of course, is just common sense, right? But we needed a Supreme Court to rule on it. And of course, this has affected the trans. It means that now they can't just sling a wig on and become a femon. And have all the advantages of a femon. And there's many, isn't there? But DEI is still alive and well. And here's a diversity and inclusion manager that works in the NHS. Funny how they all kind of look the same. And what a surprise! It's a femon. Of course, they all usually are. Of course, that should be a red flag right there. But a lot of people haven't cottoned on yet. And she sent a memo out to people saying that after the court ruling, if transgenders working in the NHS feel unsafe now, they should be able to work from home. Yeah, that's right. You see, DEI and diversity was never about equality. It was always about a specific group to give them more advantages, special treatment. And it was generally made for femons. But trans are trying to be femons, so they get a special treatment too. Of course, straight males need not apply. It looks like America has at least seen through the DEI sort of fog and how it destroys organizations. But I believe the DEI was always to favor femons. That's what it was all about. It's anti-masculine. Of course, there might be more trans in the NHS now because, well, if you are one, you can work from home. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. But really, it's just a big scam, isn't it? You take it easy, fellas.